Listening Exam 2, Part 2.
In an era of warnings about the catastrophes of climate change and the future of the planet's conservation, many naturalists, scientists, and conservationists question the effectiveness of some of the money that is spent on protecting endangered species. Is it really worth trying to save what some experts call the charismatic species, such as the panda, tiger, orangutan, or blue whale? Opinion is divided, but some conservationists are concerned about the costs involved in protecting these individual species, when perhaps we should be investing in taking care of some of the world's more important areas of biodiversity. Endangered species such as the tiger, whale, and panda have traditionally been in the front line of conservation campaigns since the 1970s and have become emblematic. As one conservationist pointed out, it's less difficult to appeal to the public's conscience with a cuddly baby panda than to try and raise awareness about the Yangtze River dolphin, a rather more ugly-looking creature which scientists more or less agree is now extinct. The Yangtze River dolphin was the only species of freshwater dolphin in the world. Millions of dollars can be spent on the preservation of just one species, which may not be the strongest potential survivor in an ever-increasing group of endangered species. Some scientists argue that the panda is a point in case. It is a species of bear which has changed from being carnivorous to herbivorous. It doesn't eat a very nutritious diet and is therefore more vulnerable to diseases and could die out quickly. It is also difficult to breed in captivity. On the other hand, panda conservationists claim that their numbers are actually increasing in the wild. A direct consequence of panda conservation is preservation of their natural habitats, the Chinese forests. This is also a compelling argument that supporting charismatic wildlife like the panda can be important if whole areas of land are protected as a result. This, in turn, offers more protection to smaller species and may benefit a whole habitat in the long term. Despite the debate, many experts agree that focusing on an individual species might not be the most sensible use of conservation resources in the future. Campaign messages may eventually change from "save the whale" to "save the Kalahari Desert." Even so, when we think of the North Pole, what comes to your mind first? An iceberg or a polar bear?